Hi there. Oh, good. I see you've already changed into the comfy PJs. I guess I don't need to ask how you're feeling. I can see you're exhausted. All right, let me look at your intake chart here. Goodness, you've been having sleeping issues for a while now, huh? You should have come to us a little sooner, you know. I see you've tried various remedies. Conventional medicine, homeopathics, even CBD. And you're here with us tonight for. Oh! Hypnotherapy. Oh, no, there's no problem with that, as such. It's just that. Our house hypnotherapist is out today. She had a family matter to attend to last minute. I know, I'm terribly sorry. We should have alerted you before you came in tonight. I feel so bad about it. You're already dressed for sleep and everything. Well, I do have one idea. I've been studying hypnosis myself. I don't feel confident enough to practice actual therapy yet, but I think I should be able to manage to put you to sleep at least. And if not, no harm done. Only if you're willing, of course. This would be completely unofficial. I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I'd love a chance to practice on an actual client. But if you're not willing, no worries at all. Come to think of it, I think I can also arrange light therapy for you tonight if you still want. I don't think you've tried that before either. Oh, really? You'd like to give hypnosis a shot after all? Wonderful. I'll still schedule you a session with our hypnotherapist for the actual therapy. Does next week work for you, same time? All right, I'll put that in the system now so we don't forget later. There. Again, I'm terribly sorry about not calling you in time. I hope that I'll be able to help you out tonight myself. I take it you haven't been hypnotized before? Well, this should be a fun experience for you then, whether it works or not. Please go ahead and lie down on the bed. So, are you okay with being touched? Well, if you're okay with it, I'd like to attach some measurement pads on your chest. We don't usually do this for hypnosis sessions, but I think it may be useful to monitor you as you sleep. We can compare the readouts between different treatment methods and get a more quantitative assessment of what works for you and what does not. I mean, not that I don't think that this won't work, but just in case, you know. And it's good to have a reference either way. You're all right with it? Great. Don't worry, these new wireless pads are really quite unobtrusive. Yes, we've come a long way since those bulky wired things. I do have to come quite close to you to attach them. I do have to come quite close to you to attach them. I hope you don't mind. Just relax. This will only take a moment. The first one goes right here. Let me just rub it in a little bit, make sure it's adhering properly. There we go. That's one. And now for the second one. Voila! All done. That wasn't so bad now, was it? Didn't my hands feel nice and warm? Well, this isn't proper procedure, but since you're okay with being touched and this is all unofficial anyway, how would you feel about a scalp massage? It just seems to me that it would be a great way to prepare your body and mind. You're okay with it? Thank you. You're really a delightful client to work with, you know. I will still explain what I'm doing step by step. That way, you can already start getting used to listening to my voice, too. I'm going to start by massaging your temples, drawing gentle yet firm circles with my fingertips. How is that? Good, I'm glad. You still have a bit of furrow between your brows, though. Let's see if we can't smooth that out. I'm rubbing my thumbs over your brows now, rubbing away the tension. There, that's better. And now I'm gliding my thumbs up your forehead, starting from the middle and moving outwards towards your hairline. You're already looking more at ease. That's wonderful. I'm lightly raking my fingertips on your scalp now. All over your head. Working towards your crown. Yes. And we finish the massage at the crown. There we go. How was that? Are you feeling nice and relaxed now? Good. Let's get started with the hypnosis then. There really isn't all that much that you have to do for it to work. Just close your eyes and relax. All that I'd like you to do is listen to my voice and try to follow my instructions to the best of your ability. So when I tell you to take a deep breath in like this, I'd like you to take a deep breath in. And you don't have to wait for me to tell you to breathe out. Just do what comes natural, what you find comfortable. Take another deep breath in. And let it out. That's it. Keep breathing slowly and steadily in the way that is most comfortable for you. You can breathe as fast or as slow as you'd like. As deeply or as shallowly as feels right. When I tell you to breathe in, just do so whenever it feels most natural to do so. You can breathe together with me, or a little while later. It doesn't matter, because follow my instructions at your own pace. Breathing in, and out. Just like that. Focusing on my voice and breathing in and out. You're doing very well. Now, the next thing I'd like you to do is relax. Let yourself sink into the bed. We're going to scan through your body together, just to make sure that every part of it is nice and relaxed. Let's start with your feet. Notice them. Are they sore? Are they tired? It's all right. They can rest now. Feel how they become loose and limp. And then let your attention move up towards your calves. Feel how they grow heavy as you let go of all the tension in your calves. And now, let your attention travel further upwards, past your knees, your thighs, to your hips, releasing all tension as your attention moves past. Releasing all tension as your attention moves past. Moving on to your belly now. Notice how it rises as you breathe in and falls as you breathe out. Let your belly relax and move on to your chest. Breathe a little more deeply if it's comfortable to do so, and then continue on to your shoulders and let them sink into the mattress. Keep going to your upper arms, to your forearms, to your forearms, to your hands. Note how your fingers feel, and then let them relax. Moving up your neck now, to your jaw, getting rid of any stress, any tension, and going a little higher still, up to the back of your head, your face. Pay attention to how wonderfully relaxed your eyebrows and your forehead feel. And then finally, move up, up, up to the crown of your head until you are completely relaxed. Very good. Take another deep breath in and let it out. Very, very good. Keep listening to my voice keep following my instructions. I would like to do a little imagination exercise with you. I will be describing some things to you, and I'd like you to try to picture them as best you can. But if you don't see the things I'm saying to you, that's all right too. You can also just enjoy the sound of my voice. Everything is fine, just as long as you listen. Listen. It's nighttime. You're in a forest. The moon is full, shining high overhead. The mossy ground feels soft and cool against your bare feet. You hear the leaves rustling in the wind, and the sound of a brook babbling nearby. You are calm, at peace. You decide to follow the water, walking along the little stream, your hands trailing across the ferns, step by step by step, walking in the forest. The air smells crisp and clean. All is well. You keep walking until you suddenly arrive in a clearing. You keep walking. You keep walking until you suddenly arrive in a clearing. There are no more trees. There's only an enormous lake. It's calm and placid, reflecting the moon like a mirror. And there's something else. And there's something else. Something by the edge of the lake. You can't quite make it out. Fuck. You can't quite make it out. It looks white, with little blue lights, glowing softly, pulsing, beckoning you. You walk closer. It's shaped like a teardrop, big and bulbous in the front and trailing off into a sharp point. And there's a row of blue lights on the side, pulsing, like they are telling you to come closer. And you do. It's fascinating. You've never seen anything like this before. It looks alien and yet familiar. You wonder what it's made of. You reach out and touch it. And with a hiss, a panel opens. And there's a bed inside. It looks so incredibly comfortable. Like it was made just for you. You can't help yourself. You climb in and lie down on the bed. It's perfectly molded to your body. This feels right. This is where you belong. Lying on this bed, listening to my voice. You are doing so very well. Vaguely, you are aware that the panel has closed again. But that's all right, too. You feel safe, like a baby in the womb. The walls are transparent from the inside. You can see the lake in front of you. You wonder what this thing is, if it's some kind of vehicle, if it could move, if it could transport you. And as you do, you notice a sound, a humming, thrumming sound. And it moves. You are floating. Somehow you know you could just go anywhere. But what you're really curious about is the lake. This mystical lake in the middle of the forest. You want to dive down into it. You float over the lake. And then you sink down. Down into the lake. It's impossibly deep. The water is crystal clear, and yet you can't see the bottom at all. There's only a little pinprick of light very far away. But it's growing bigger because you are going deeper. My voice is taking you deeper, deeper and deeper down. And I want you to know it's perfectly all right if you're starting to lose track of the words I'm saying to you. Your attention starts wandering. It doesn't matter. Some part of you will still be listening. It's even entirely fine if you drift off to sleep. That's what you're here for after all. To sleep. But you still want to go a little deeper. And you are going deeper. Deeper into the lake. It feels so wonderful to lie here, not doing anything, only relaxing, listening to my voice. You can see fish in the lake, moving past. Little fish, big fish, entire schools of fish, glittering in the blue light. It's beautiful, relaxing. It makes you so sleepy. The fish drifting by, flickering and sparkling. And yet, you can't draw your eyes away from the light at the bottom of the lake. You can start to make it out more clearly now. It's a glowing spiral, drawing you in, drawing you down, spinning and swirling, growing bigger and bigger as you keep going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper down. The spiral is all you can see. My voice is all that you can hear. And it feels so good. You can't look away from the spiral. It keeps getting bigger. And you keep going deeper. And you keep becoming more and more drowsy, more and more sleepy. You're almost close enough to reach out and touch the spiral now. It's all you can see. And you can barely keep your eyes open anymore. Somehow, you know that as soon as you hit the spiral, you will fall asleep. It's a matter of seconds now. 3. The spiral filling your view. 2. My voice filling your mind. 1. You touch the spiral and you sleep. Sleep. Now let's get you tucked in. Good night.